The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Real love isn't about grand gestures. It's about the perfect pairing. So get out of here with that puny rose and get down on one knee with a dozen Dunkin' Brownie Batter donuts with a decadent Coca Mocha signature latte to match. If you really want something special, sip on a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' Refresher with a sweet Cupid's Choice donut. Take an arrow straight to the taste buds because Dunkin's bringing the love this Valentine's Day. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
What happened to music that meant something?
The Who at the Kingdom or Kiss at the Coliseum. Where is the Misty Mountain Hop? Where is the Smoke on the Water? Where is the Iron Man of today?
Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll.
Welcome to Sound Opinions from Chicago Public Radio and American Public Media. I'm Jim DeRogatis, the pop music critic at the Chicago Sun-Times.
And I'm Greg Cutt. I write about rock and roll for the Chicago Tribune. Today on the world's only rock and roll talk show, what Alan Lomax was to the blues, Andy Surzan is to Christmas at Sound Opinions. What do you think, Jim?
He's our own twisted Christmas elf. We're going to play for you in the next hour some of the strangest, most obscure Christmas music you have ever heard.
It's Sound Opinions, and we've got our very own Kris Kringle right here.
All right, we're sitting here with Andy Surzan. This is the eighth year we've done this, although many stations are just picking it up, so it's going to be new to them. I know, Andy, you in particular are excited about our listeners in Alaska.
We can almost guarantee they've got snow. That's a big thing to me.
Yeah, that's the closest we've been yet to the North Pole.
Yeah, these days especially, and you know, on the news just today, the North Pole is melting, so
it's sliding closer to
Alaska.
I may
have to go up to Alaska and hang out. I mean, get some inspiration for my Christmas CD.
For people who don't know, you are the Vice President, Andy, of Concerts for Jam Productions, which is the largest independent concert promoter in the U.S. behind some of those big corporations now. You do shows all over America, a lot of shows in Minneapolis, in Chicago, throughout the Midwest. That's your day job. That's your minor occupation. Your most serious one is Christmas music collector non-parallel.
I'm a vinyl collector, first and foremost, so unfortunately for me, it goes in a lot of different directions, but I am what you call a classic crate digger. I don't buy music online. I go, you know, someone let me in their basement, let me go through all your old stuff, that kind of thing. And so in the course of looking for vinyl, I particularly look for old jazz, 45s and EPs, and Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll buy about anything if I have enough time on my hands. Record shops, you see me coming, roll out a red carpet.
It's a happy day.
I'm spending money.
I've been getting your annual Christmas CD for, what, about 15, 20 years now? How did all this start, Andy? How did you start getting this obsession with obscure, weird, completely buried, out of left field Christmas
music? Yeah, because each year, the Christmas CD that you talked about, Greg, is each year the best of Andy's finds from the preceding 364 days are compiled into, used to be a cassette tape when I first started getting them, now this CD that he burns up for friends and pals, like, you know, Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin, or
Trey Anastasio,
the guys in REM, you know, people you worked with during the year, because that's your day job.
Well, also my old high school buddies and you know, the list is a real mix of people that I like. You know, that's the simplest way for me to define it. Sharing the holidays with people you admire or our friends, and it really came out of that. It's kind of like my Christmas card, more or less.
Yeah, you know, I'll make a Christmas CD, and you know, I'll put Phil Spector on it, and you know, Frank Sinatra. You're putting stuff on there that no one has ever heard before. You're making a Christmas card, but you're spending 360 plus days a year finding the stuff that you're going to put into that Christmas card.
Well, I'm always thinking about finding it, but I spend a lot of time traveling and laying on the floor of old record stores and burnt out neighborhoods and just, you know, just groveling basically. And you know, it's a challenge. And you know, that you put that in front of your face, and you just, it's not like, you know, an option not to do it. You have deadlines and you've got to find this stuff. And toward the end of the whole thing, it's kind of brutal, to be honest with you. But 18 years running now, and there's an average of 25-ish tracks per year, plus mm-hmm. segues and artwork every year from scratch and custom design that. It's really quite a little production, very expensive. Can't write it off on my taxes because that would be wrong. And, you know, it's a big money pit for me. But at the end of the year, if people enjoy it, then it was worth it for me.
But a labor of love. Andy loves this music, and because we love Andy and he loves Sound Opinions, once a year, and you know, if you've been listening to this show, that Greg and I are a little greedy about what gets played on the show. I mean, there's two of us, so right down the middle we have to share with each other. Andy, we don't turn the microphone and the turntables over to anybody but you once a year, because we know how much the listeners love the Christmas music. So we're going to get right into it. We're going to play a bunch of it. This is going to be the soundtrack for your Christmas party, I promise you. What do you got to start us off, Andy? Just give you the first song, and then we'll explain the rest of it later.
Okay, well, this first song is a kind of obscure bit of Christmas ephemera. Is that how you say the word?
Ephemera,
right. It's a cut-up I did, kind of a hip-hop version of a holiday proclamation that I found. And without further ado, this kind of sets the tone for what we're going to be doing for the next hour here. Hope you enjoy my crazy Christmas music. Happy holidays.
Through one of the marvels of modern science, I am enabled this Christmas day to speak to all my peoples, to men and women so cut off by the snows that only voices out of the air can reach them. I wish a happy Christmas. God bless you.
Oh, Christmas tree, in silver beauty glowing. Oh, futuristic Christmas tree, please tell us where you're going. Without her space you seem into,
your fingers pointing at the moon.
It looks as though you'll take off soon. Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, Christmas tree, Christmas tree, Christmas tree.
Santa Claus has a rocket sleigh getting ready to zoom away on his first trip into space. In his pressurized suit with the fur along the border and a long white bearded helmet made just to order, he'll take the Christmas spirit in every place. His eight reindeer will travel by jet. They'll go farther than they've ever gone yet with the space-age Santa, space-age Santa Claus. He'll loop tinsel round through the stars, light up Christmas trees all over Mars. He'll take the dark clouds out of the air and hang up fluffs of angel hair. He'll start a gift shop on the moon, set the moon folk come coming Christmas too. He'll stir up eggnog in the Milky Way to fill the dippers for the holiday. Swing a jaunty candy cane. The Gemini twins will whirl with joy when he makes the swan a wind-up toy. He'll show them how to add to all the fun and make it orbit round and round the sun. Oh, Santa Claus has a rocket sleigh getting ready to zoom away on his first trip into space. In his pressurized suit with the fur along the border and a long white bearded helmet made just to order, he'll take the Christmas spirit every place. His eight reindeer will travel by jet. They'll go farther than they've ever gone yet with the space age Santa. Space age Santa
Claus. This is Sound Opinions, and we're in the midst of the Andy Surzan Christmas Spectacular. That was some groovy stuff. Sound Opinions Christmas Show. We are here with Andy Serzan. I'm Jim DeRogatis. He's Greg Kot. All of these songs, or many of these songs, as well as others, are going to be available as a free download on our website. If you're just enjoying the show now and you want to burn the disc later and play it at your party, you can do that. Christmas.soundopinions.org. It's all going to be up there for your holiday listening pleasure. What do we hear in set one, Andy?
Okay, well, that last track was Duke Ellington Orchestra from one of the classic years of that band, a lot of the legendary players, doing a riff off of the line Dashing Through the Snow, and that track was called Dasher, and that's from an old 78. Before that, we heard, I should stop for a second and say, that set, in my mind, kind of shows the range of Christmas music that's out there.
I'll say.
it is a genre unto itself, but it's not about a musical genre. We went everywhere from orchestral stuff to spoken word to jazz to rock to lounge, you know, and that's part of the beauty of collecting this kind of music because the range is so dramatic. The only criteria for me is does it speak to me, and all those tracks do in different kind of ways. The track before that, Ellington, was I Know There's a Santa Claus by Donna and the D's. Again, a 45 on a small regional label, BCS Records. That actually is the B-side of it, where a lot of these really cool kind of unknown tracks live. And interestingly enough, you find a lot of times on the cover, the A-side is going to be like a White Christmas or a nice song by these people. And the B-side is like, well, I can do whatever I want now. And they go
for
it.
We got 20 minutes left in the studio. Right, let's come up with this.
Before that, we heard Space Age Santa Claus, a holiday classic, an extremely collectible Christmas tune. That's a Delhi 45 with amazing artwork. A lot of dough online if you're looking for that one. And
so you said they sell, the 45 sell for $300, $400.
Well, that one years ago was at $100, and it's hard to find. And I don't buy online. I won't do it. You know, I like to crate dig, but, you know, there's this
Where did you find it? How much did you pay for your copy?
I had to pay. I had to pay when I found it.
But you've got stories of the proverbial 25-cent.
Oh yeah,
wonder.
Well, that mostly. But the online thing is a whole different reality. It's totally out of control and bogus. I hate it. And then so before that, we heard Futuristic Christmas Tree by Dick Wormer and the Camerata, and that's actually somehow tied into the whole Disney thing. That's on a little promo disc. It also has the classic Jingle Jingle Bones by The Witches Three. And we started off with
of course
Holiday Proclamation from some British aristocrat from I don't know when over the radio, I guess.
Okay, it had to be during the Blitz or something. He was trying to raise people,
trying to calm people down. Pay no attention to the bombs.
That second track was a little scary. There was like an ominous mode in Christmas.
Yeah,
there.
Futuristic Christmas Tree. Yeah. Taking it into outer space. I don't know what's going on half the time.
The mutations were running around the Christmas tree or something.
Right.
Sort of the equivalent of those B sci-fi movies that came out in the 50s.
Yeah.
If you get hit by an atomic bomb, you will look like this in three
months.
Yeah,
but Duke Ellington picked it up at the end.
Yeah.
You're listening to Sound Opinions. It's our annual Christmas music special with Andy Serzan. From Chicago Public Radio and American Public Media, we will be right back.
We are exploring the world of Andy Serzan and weird Christmas music on a special edition of Sound Opinions from Chicago Public Radio and American Public Media. I'm Greg Kot of the Chicago Tribune. My partner is Jim DeRogatis of the Chicago Sun-Times. We are here with the master of the weird and the obscure in terms of Christmas music. That is Andy Serzan. of Jam Productions by day and by night, a crate robber of the first degree. When there is a Christmas record of an obscure and weird nature to be found somewhere in the continental United States, Andy Surzain will probably find it. Andy, your fascination with Christmas, was this something from childhood that Christmas music entranced you? Did your folks have a lot of Christmas music on and you go, hey, this is some weird stuff. This is kind of psychedelic and off the charts in some ways in terms of the regular music you'd be hearing?
Well, I think you guys know that anybody that's in the music business, one of the things you try to stave off to the best of your ability is becoming a responsible adult. And you try to stay as childish as you can because, let's face it, it's an idiotic industry to be in.
This
you
is
almost
true.
Have to be. You're primarily dealing with children, even grown children.
Making
you know.
Us feel good about our job.
Yeah, right, right. Well, you guys are way more, kind of adult-oriented than I am because I'm still wandering around aimlessly buying records. I mean, that's my – so I think what the idea is that – I used to get a real kick out of Christmas when I was a kid, and I tried to figure out how to take that with me throughout life.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a way to do it by just finding really unique, like you would say, you found a real cool rock record or something that no one has heard before, and everybody would be like, whoa, that's amazing, or, these compilations that come out like that, the funk box that just came out.
Yeah, we were raving about that a couple
weeks
ago.
Yeah, where that stuff, where did it come from? I bought it in New York, and I hadn't heard hardly any of those tracks before. So when I can do that in my own little way, on a way smaller level, I get a huge kick out of it, and that's pretty much where this whole thing comes from, trying to put this music out there and go, hey, have some fun around the holidays and check this out.
There you go.
And it's an excuse to do
that.
Well,
what we love about you, though, Andy, is that many collectors, and this is not to disparage the entire genre, but they're kind of possessive. They've got what they've got, and they're going to keep it in the vault, and they may take it out and look at it once a year, but put it on the tournament. No, you come on the radio show, you share it with the world. I don't know how lucky we are to be able to give this away. Go online, christmas.soundopinions.org. It's all going to be up there for your holiday listening pleasure.
Yeah, the whole idea is to share it, and I can't send out more CDs than I actually do, so if you want to grab it the new modern way, go there and have at it. And one of the funniest things that actually I stumbled upon recently was apparently there's some guy who takes my past compilations and makes his own mixes off those.
Wow.
And I'm like, well... I'm being edited by someone now.
His name is DJ Danger Mouse, and he's at this moment mixing it up with Jay-Z.
Yeah, I got a kick out of that, actually.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Well, you got another set of music for us. What are you going to play now?
Okay, well, now we're going to go into some what I like to refer to as real holiday obscura, which is the subtitle of my annual CD.
As opposed to the mainstream stuff we've been playing so
right,
far.
Right, yeah. Right. Now we're going off playlist. This track is actually a song poem called I'm Santa Claus. It's off a kind of lost collection, song poem collection called New Songs of Christmas that came out in the late 60s. I tracked these things pretty well over the years, and I've never come across this one. I found it in New York recently. It's on MSR, the legendary song poem label, written, quote-unquote, by Eugenia Adams and performed by the Sisterhood, who did a lot of these tracks. And I'm not sure if everybody knows what a song poem is or not.
Yeah, no, what? Tell us, Andy.
Well, people would write poems and send them in to these fixers who would then slap them into shape as a song, sometimes in extremely sloppy fashion, sometimes in very complicated fashion, and then get paid for their services and send them back, and then they'd send this person 100 copies of the record, and they'd be recording stars, for for the day. And some of these ended up being unbelievably amazing, unintentionally so, and they live on through collectors. But the whole idea behind this one is it's an entire album of Christmas song poems, and this track is called I'm Santa Claus, and the guy singing it could probably not be less interested in it. You'll pick that up when he does his ho-ho-hos. But again, they're knocking it out for Eugenia Adams, and here it is without further ado.
She paid her money. She's getting it
right.
Her value.
Like it or lump it, I'm Santa Claus.
I'm Santa Claus, and I come here to leave a gift in every home. I bring a guest, a friendly tree, and ringing bells from the high dome. I bring old carols as your songs, with little Jesus clad in rays. I bring Maria in your heart, and heaven's heralds on your ways. I'm Santa Claus, I'm Santa Claus, I'm
Claus, and I come here to leave a gift in every home. I bring a guest, a friendly tree, and ringing bells from the high dome.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
I bring old carols as your.
Snow bunny, snow bunny, look at you go. As long as there's snow, too much ski time. But what about me time? Scarf and glove time. But what about love and time? Oh, snow bunny, what can I do? Although I love you, you'll find no man unless he's a snowman. Think it's nice to kiss a girl made of ice. Skiing is in all that I desire. Come and sit here by the nice warm fire. Time to take your heart out of deep freeze. Snow bunny, please. Oh, don't let a little snow drift us apart. Melt your heart. Melt your heart.
This is Sound Opinions, and we're in the midst of the Andy Surzan Christmas Spectacular.
Little Clinker was a puppet, Santa's helper. He grew up with the other flop down. One Christmas, Santa Claus forgot before he slept to set his clock. Now what would happen if Saint Nick did not awake to start his trip? But suddenly here came Blinker, barking as he ran. At Santa's door, he barked no more. With one big puff, Blinker woke him up. In Santa's sleigh this year you'll see our Blinker proud as he can be. Each Christmas time, don't fear one bit, Blinker will wake up Saint Nick. Down. One Christmas Santa Claus forgot before he slept to set his clock. Now what would happen if Saint Nick did not awake to start his trip? But suddenly here came Blinker, barking as he ran. At Santa's door he barked still more. With one big puff, Blinker woke him up. Santa's sleigh this year you'll see our Blinker proud as he can be. Each Christmas time don't fear one bit, Blinker will wake up Saint Nick.
I sneaked up past the pole and found Santa in his home. And Rudolph's pouting by the bar, and Vixen's hanging by a wire. In harness slick and bright, Vixen leads into the night. And Rudolph pouts and pouts away, while Paul is on the clouds he lay. Oh, Rudolph's nose is white as snow, he's lazy, tired, and has been far. And Vixen takes his honored place and makes an ugly face. The rest are eating snow as by the north winds blow. Oh, Santa yells to start the show. Each reindeer stomps and wants to go. Midnight is close at hand. They're late in every land. And Santa's men is all get out and cracks his whip as up they mount. Oh, Rudolph's nose is white as snow. He's lazy, tired, and has been barred. Young Vixen takes his honored place and makes an ugly face. Red. He'd rather go to bed and pout upon the Christmas sled. And Santa, all he sees is red with earthly Christmas through. On the Milky Way they're due. So off they go among the stars with loads of toys for kids on Mars. Oh, Rudolph's nose is white as snow. He's lazy, tired, and has been barred. Young Vixen takes his honored place and makes an ugly face. From there to Venus flies for Christmas in the sky. Oh, Rudolph pouts on every star while Vixen rides a rocket car. Oh, Rudolph's nose is white as snow. He's lazy, tired, and has been barred. Young Vixen takes his honored place and makes an ugly face.
Now, that was a classic, Andy, right? We're listening to Twisted Christmas Music with Andy Surzan. We've heard that one before, but we're peppering a few in to the set tonight.
Right, we want to do that as a shout-out to the East Coast and West Coast listeners. That's Rudolph.
Rudolph's in the house.
Yeah, that's Rudolph Pouts. That's the Stairway to Heaven of Christmas songs.
Oh, my God. Dr. Dre stole those synthesizers.
Magnum Opus.
Yeah.
Great.
That's Is Raffle's Son doing Rudolph Pouts, which is actually a cover of a more obscure Christmas song of the same name. Well, I don't understand how there could be two versions of that, but there are. Before that, we heard Little Clinker, a Santa's Helper dog, Christmas dog story from the Wilson sisters, also on 45. In fact, almost all this stuff is on 45. Before that, we heard Margot Gurion I Don't Intend to Spend Christmas Without You, her version of that by that late 60s, early 70s.
Now, there's a bit of, you know, Lily Allen just made this whole kind of space age jet set bachelor pad music about putting down the boyfriends who dissed her. And there was that edge of menace in that song.
Yeah.
I don't intend to spend Christmas without you.
And I'll bet you she didn't spend Christmas without you. Before that, we heard Snow Bunny, one of my favorite new finds. And by the way, I should say, I Don't Intend to Spend Christmas Without You, Snow Bunny, the track we're going to talk about now, and the opener song poem, I'm Santa Claus, are all on this year's compilation for download. And if you didn't hear it before, it's christmas.soundopinions.org. Go ahead and download it. The artwork's there, too.
Seance with Santa is what you're calling this year's installment.
Yeah, yeah. So have at it if you're enjoying this, people. Snow Bunny by Magnus T. Cook was the B-side of a track he called The Second Noel, which very catchy. And that's like a Hef-esque kind of swinger. We're on the ski slope, Snow Bunny only digs snowmen. How can I get in there? And we started off with the song poem, I'm Santa Claus.
Oh, great stuff. We're here with Andy Surzan, who is our personal Kris Kringle. Andy's going to be back with more of that Christmas weirdness that we're growing to love so much on this particular show on Sound Opinions from Chicago Public Radio and American Public Media.
You're listening to Sound Opinions from Chicago Public Radio and American Public Media. I'm Jim DeRogatis. He's Greg Kot. But this is our Christmas spectacular with Andy Surzan, our friend and expert in Christmas obscura. Andy, let's just dive in, make the most of our remaining time, play some more music, and then you can tell us about what it is later.
Okay, here's Snokenstein. Be very afraid.
Permit me to introduce myself. I am Snokenstein.
Snokenstein?
Yes, the snow monster. Perhaps you have heard of me.
I've heard of the abominable snowman. Are you any relation?
My second cousin, but we don't speak to each other.
Why not?
He gave me the cold shoulder. He thought he could take over the world, but I will show him I am taking over, starting right here.
Of Christmas.
Christmas story that you ought to know. Called it Merry Cupid, they had a baby doe. Santa has a new reindeer, her name is Twinkle Toes. She has silver Christmas bells that twinkle on her toes. Santa said, it seems to me you'll have to wait and grow. You must be a big reindeer to pull my sleigh through snow. Twinkle Toes began to cry, she ran to Mommy's side. Santa winked his eye and said, we'll take you for a ride. Then he picked up Twinkle Toes, he held her very tight. Way they went on Christmas Eve, so deep into the night. Night winds took her breath away, her tummy tickled so. The sleigh felt like a ferris wheel while whirling through the snow. In the chimney Santa went, she watched till he came up. Then she licked him on the cheek just like a little pup. She made mischief all the way, she chewed his rings and whip. Scattered toys around the sleigh, but still he made the trip. So when Santa's not on time, he's patient, goodness knows. He may be a little late because of Twinkle Toes.
That's a good one.
Wow. You're listening to Sound Opinions from Chicago Public Radio and American Public Media. We are listening to some of the best of Andy Surzan's annual Christmas CD, in addition to some bonus tracks thrown in there for just for fun. Andy, what was that in that set list right there?
The last track was All I Want for Christmas is a Go-Go Girl by Ben Hines. Before that, we heard Twinkle Toes by the Martex on Big C Records. Again, these are almost all 45s on little tiny regional labels, which kind of helps make them more interesting to collect. And that one is, again, in that whole school of animals who help Santa. Before that, we heard Christmas Rock and Roll by Sylvia Reed, on Planet Records, and Sylvia and a chorus of elves decided to make a song called Christmas Rock and Roll. And really, it's pretty bouncy, pretty groovy. But again, the real question on a lot of this stuff is, where did these records go once they were made, and what happened to the people that made them? And you know, that's something I don't always have time to follow up on, though. As an interesting aside, a number of years back, a label asked me to if I would be interested in putting out a compilation of some of this stuff. And I said, yeah, as long as it would be for charity and whatnot, you know, the proceeds. And they started doing some digging to try to find a few of these people.
Impossible.
And they just gave up.
Yeah, yeah.
They did find one guy at home, and they said he dropped the phone, yelled to his wife, "I told you someday I'd have a hit." You know? But, I mean, in general, this is like a lost world. And, of course, we started with Schnokenstein, the snow monster.
Andy, we're going to have to wrap it up soon, but we've got one more set. And people can go to the web, christmas.soundopinions.org, and download some of this music.
And the artwork. So, and you should grab the artwork.
Yeah,
if
the artwork
you can. We put a lot of time in it.
And you're already collecting for next year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad to say.
I knew it. You've already probably got some finds for next year.
I have a few.
I knew it. But we're going to go out with what? Well, what else we got coming up?
Okay, this last set kicks off with a track called Shepherds and Wise Men. It's by the much-beloved easy pop group, The Free Design. There's been a lot of reissuing of this group that's going on the last couple of years, and really well done, I might add, by Light in the Attic Records. And this track is a extremely rare song by these guys. It actually came to be on a United States Air Force Presents Christmas Programs LP that came out in the late 60s. I found it in a person's basement. And I looked at it and said, oh, this is a weird-looking record at Christmas, but this looks terrible, though. You know, the cover art was this pastoral scene of a forest covered in snow, and way off in the distance, two jet bombers flying by. I'm thinking, what is this?
But it was about to drop the napalm.
Recruitment record. And I saw, you know, saw the typical list of dopes that were on there, and all of a sudden I saw The Free Design. I'm like, oh, no. I ran to the closest record player. Mm-hmm. And the most interesting part is this is actually an anti-war song that they somehow snuck on an Air Force recruitment record.
Wow.
And I don't know if this will ever come out because it's probably locked in the vaults at the Pentagon or whatever, but this is The Free Design, Shepherds and Wise Men. Huge big band arrangement, great song, classic Christmas opus from The Free Design.
You know, I think you're going to find our next musical offering quite a refreshing change of pace. Both the group and the song are relatively young. But the thought behind the lyric goes way back to the first Christmas. The group is called The Free Design, brothers and sisters in the Dedrick family. The melody we're about to hear, Shepherds and Wise Men, is from the very creative mind of Chris Dedrick, who is the leader of the group.
Shepherds, wise men. Centuries of time and love. Let's become like shepherds again. Let's make room for wise men. Let's take time to look for a star that's not forgotten.
Free drinks.
Christmas is for children.
Tinsel love.
Glimmering gold leaf.
Wandering back. Centuries of hate, but now let's become like shepherds again. Let's make room for wise men. Let's take time to look for a star that's not forgotten. Be awfully nice.
Let's become like shepherds again. Let's make room for wise men. Let's take time to look for a star. Let's become like shepherds again. Let's make room for wise men. Let's take time to look for a star.
to the world,
joy to the world.
Should old acquaintance be forgot? Dashing through the snow, joy to the world, joy to the world. Hear me, take a breath, let it go, and drift away, easy.
Surprise if he should land on a satellite. Santa missed those missiles and golly Gemini. If Santa won't miss those missiles, he'll be down our chimney.
Oh, that's twisted, Andy. You know, a Cold War anthem, Santa yep. missed the missiles, but somehow more appropriate than ever.
So that's Reese Shipley, Can Santa Miss Those Missiles? Again, a 45 I came across. Before that, we heard Lalo Schifrin, some easy SoCal pop with flutes and zoned out chorus. That's Joy to the World, Lalo Schifrin.
This is the guy who did all the soundtracks for Hitchcock.
Yeah. And we kicked it off with the epic Shepherds and Wise Men from the Free Design. I'd also like to give a quick shout out to the Bump Tracks. Credits to Lenny D, Eddie Dunstutler, and the New York Percussion Trio.
Man, excellent stuff. Another Christmas Past with Andy Surzan. Some of the best strange and unique Christmas music.
Our minds have been blown. Thank you again, Andy, for your eighth consecutive year of mind-blowing Christmas music.
I can't believe I keep getting invited back, but I'll keep coming. And again, folks, go get it. Free download, christmas.soundopinions.org, and have your own little Christmas party at your leisure.
Andy's Christmas gift to the world. What do we got next week, Greg?
Yeah, just about when you're done listening to Andy Surzan's Christmas CD, it'll be time for our mixtapes, a way of highlighting the best songs of 2006. That'll be next week on Sound Opinions.
Excellent. Sound Opinions is produced by Todd Bachman, Matt Spiegel, Jason Saldana, and Robin Lynn. We get some legal assistance from Dino Armiros, and Tori Southside Malatia is our executive producer and fearless leader. Thank you, Andy Surzan, for sharing the Christmas joy. What is this we're hearing on the way out?
This is New York Percussion Trio. Good King Wenceslas.
Let's go a wassailing. What do you say?
Introducing the Dunkin' Run. A dollar donut with any medium coffee. A whole new era of...
I'm going on a Dunkin' Run. You want anything?
Yeah, maybe a jelly donut and an iced coffee?
You got it.
Ooh, wait, actually glazed donut and a hot coffee. Okay, back on track. Make it a Dunkin' Run. Get a $1 donut with any medium coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclude specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffees. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.